He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. It's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. He's still behind and he'll meditate, but it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good. With God, you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the men will find courage in the words that he said. We'll be right back.
soldiers of God, you must understand, the fate of your country is in your young hands. May God give you strength, do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky bright, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill." Thank you.
Tell me what's that you see, marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see, marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what that you see, marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with his carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, look around and tell me what that you see, marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. Hey, it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Think before we'll be free, hey, before we'll be free. Hey, look beyond and tell me what you see, marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M16, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, look beyond and tell me what you see, marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our bullets to start whistling. Wait till the bombs start falling. Hey, yeah, hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. Yeah, here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear it whistle. I can almost hear it whistle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you. Is this where you join the Canadian Armed Forces?
This is the recruitment center. Would you like to enlist?
Do you have guns?
Yes, we do.
I'm in.
Well done. Welcome aboard. First, the paperwork. Name?
Ed. Ed Gruberman. I can't wait to boot some head.
All right. Well, would you like Army, Navy, or Air Force?
Who has the most guns?
Army.
I want Army.
Okay. Now, which courses would you like?
Courses?
Yes, to learn a career.
I don't want a career. I want a gun. I want a big gun.
Everyone wants a free education. It's our incentive to enlist. Now, pick three from this pamphlet.
Introduction to International Politics, Computers 101, Antique Restoration?
Yes, that qualifies you to work on our helicopters.
Look, don't you have any courses with guns?
Well, yes, last page.
Intro to Ammo, Advanced Wounding, Creative Bazookas. Ooh, I'll take all these.
Fine. Any mental diseases or physical deformities?
Okay, I'll take paranoia, three nipples,
Never mind. Would you like in on the pension plan?
No.
Christmas club?
No.
Twin or queen size?
Look, I want a gun. I want to kill people.
What? Who?
Afghanis.
We're not at war with them.
We will be after I start killing them.
No, we don't kill people.
Not even Al-Qaeda?
Oh, no, no, no. They're dangerous. We don't want to get them angry.
What a wimp!
I'm not a wimp. I'm extremely tough. I do advanced Pilates.
You're a wimp. Have you shot anyone lately?
Well, the Canadian Army isn't about shooting people. It's about career training and being all you can be on a limited budget.
I want to bathe in a geyser of enemy blood.
That hardly sounds sanitary.
Screw sanitary! I want to blow things up like in Saving Ryan's Privates.
No. The movie was Saving Private Ryan.
What movie? Look, let me explode a few buildings.
No.
One stab wound.
No, our insurance rate will go up.
What are you, a bunch of girls?
No. Well, except for the girls.
There's girls in the Army?
And they're just as tough as the men.
So they don't shoot anyone either,
huh? Well, that's not what we do.
Wimp, what do you do?
Peacekeeping.
Wimp.
Border patrol.
Wimp.
Parades.
Wimp.
Typing.
Wimp.
Filing.
Wimp!
That does it. Get out of here before I do something.
Oh, I'm real scared. What are you gonna do? File me out?
But wait a minute. Just what are you doing here anyway?
I told you, I want a gun, I want a lot of guns, I want to start killing anyone I disagree with.
Oh, you want the American Army.
Oh, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
A recruiting sergeant came away from an inner town at the close of day. He said, "My Johnny, you're a fine young man. Would you like to march along behind a military band? With a scarlet coat and a fine cocked hat and a musket at your shoulder." The shilling he took and he kissed the book. Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to ya? The recruiting sergeant marched away from the inn near town at the break of day. Johnny came to with half a ring. He was off to be a soldier to go fighting for the king. In a far-off war, in a far-off land, to face the foreign soldier. But how will you fare when there's lead in the air? Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to ya? Well, the sun rose high on a barren land where the thin red line made a military stand. There was slingshot, chainshot, grape shot too, swords and bayonets thrusting through. Poor Johnny fell, but the day was won, and the king is grateful to ya. But your soldier is done and they're sending you home. Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to ya? They said he was a hero and not to grieve for the two ruined legs and the empty sleeve. Took him home and they set him down with a military pension and a medal from the crown. But you haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, the enemy nearly slew ya. You'll have to go out in the streets and beg. Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to ya? A recruiting sergeant came away from the inn near town at the close of day. He said, "My Johnny, you're a fine young man. Would you like to march along behind a military band? With a scarlet coat and a fine cocked hat and a musket at your shoulder." The shilling he took and he kissed the book. Oh, poor Johnny, what'll happen to ya? Oh, Polly, love, oh, Polly, the rout has now begun. And we must go a-marching to the beating of a drum. Come dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the cruel wars in High Germany. Oh, Harry, dearest Harry, mind well what I do say. My feet, they are so tender, and I cannot march away. Besides, my dearest Harry, I am with child by thee, not fitted for the cruel wars in High Germany. I'll buy you a horse, my love, and on it you shall ride, and all of my delight shall be walking at your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we are dry, be true to one another, get married by and by. Oh, cursed be the cruel wars that ever they should rise, and out of merry England press many a man likewise. They took her Harry from her, likewise her brothers three, and sent them to the cruel wars in High Germany.
It's been 2 years since I saw you, since I stood upon the ground in the shadow of a shuttle that too soon for space was bound. And now I am a warrior, a pilot for the fleets, and they've told me I cannot go home till the enemy's defeat. And now I'm on the front lines in this damn patrol corvette. Shot 15 of the alien ships and they haven't got us yet. And I curse the foe and I curse this ship and I curse each single fight. For I'm haunted by the memory of you on a moonlit summer night. I remember how we sat there looking down upon the bay, and you told me that you'd wait for me if it took 1,000 days. But I've been gone for a long time, and I've been so far away. And each time I go into battle, dear, for both of us I pray. The foe retreats before us now, his conquest he has lost. We beat him back, we smashed his ships, but Lord, at what a cost. 10,000 men lie graveless in the emptiness of space, and they died so far from heart and home and their woman's fond embrace. The alien fleet's before us now, the final battle draws nigh. And I cannot know before it's done if I'll live or I shall die. But if this one last battle I should manage to survive, I'll come home to you for the war will be through, and I'll take you for my bride.
Oh, my name is Penny Evans, and my age is 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam. And I have two infant daughters, and I do the best I can. Now they say the war is over, but I think it's just begun. And I remember I was 17 on the day I met young Bill. And at his father's grand piano, we'd play good old Heart and Soul. And I only knew the left-hand part, and he the right so well. And he's the only boy I slept with, and the only one I will. It's first we had a baby girl, and we had 2 good years. And it was next the one a notice came, and we parted without tears. And it was 9 months from our last good night, our second babe appears. And so it's 10 months and a telegram confirming all our fears. And now every month I get a check from an army bureaucrat. And it's every month I tear it up and I mail the damn thing back. Do you think that makes it all right? Do you think I'd fall for that? And you can keep your bloody money. Sure won't bring my Billy back. I never cared for politics and speeches I don't understand. And likewise never took no charity from any living man. But tonight there's 50,000 gone in that unhappy land. And 50,000 heart and souls being played with just one hand. And my name is Penny Evans, and I've just gone 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam. And I have 2 infant daughters, and I thank God I have no sons. Now they say the war is over, but I think it's just begun.
Wait until the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read, television children fed, unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head, and it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all
a grave for the unknown soldier, nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier. It's all over. The war Now your father has told you, son, you're naive to still be out looking for something to believe. The realities of power are above your ideals, and he sure has good reason for the way that he feels. A man has never hesitated to do violent deeds, to ravage this earth and take more than he needs. Can there be any doubt to the size of his crimes after all that we've seen within our own times? Oh, but what kind of logic, in what kind of brain, what manner of man would think it was sane? What kind of soul and what heart that beats would choose to kill millions for an honorable peace? There are those who will argue it's all too complex. You must live past the present to see its effects. As if the peasant in the fields, hearing planes in the sky, waits for history to tell him it's his turn to die. Now I'm sorry that you have to hear these words tonight. They're not pleasant to sing, they're not pleasant to write. I know the tide of protest has passed us somehow. But when do you speak out if you don't speak out now? Tell me what kind of logic, in what kind of brain, what manner of man would think it was sane? What kind of soul and what heart that beats would choose to kill millions for an honorable peace? What kind of brain, what manner of man would think it was sane? What kind of soul and what heart that beats would choose to kill millions for an honorable peace? Tell me what kind of logic and what kind of brain, what manner of man would think it was sane?
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
And good afternoon, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And usually I rehearse these things a little bit, but not today. I'm expecting heavy, heavy thunder and lightning and rain in about 6 minutes. That's what my computer says. So that's just enough time to get in here and get out and go hide somewhere. We started out, we should introduce the show. Tonight we're about war, because last week was Memorial Day, and I just couldn't. It was just itching at me all week. It's like, you know, we don't need war. The only thing we need war for is to create bodies and get everybody angry. And so it's been a rough couple of hundred years. But, we're getting the hang of it, huh? We're losing every war we fight. So maybe we should think about it. Anyway, started out with Eric Burdon and the Animals. That was Sky Pilot from the late 60s. The War on Christmas. Yes, it's true, friends. Ingenious Devices, that was Richie Havens. Handsome Johnny, Army Careers, was the Frantics. We heard from the Dreadnoughts, Cruel Wars, Cruel Wars. Something from Carmen Miranda's Ghost, that was One Last Battle. I'm still trying to get that guy's name, but I don't know it yet. I'll let you know, don't worry, it's okay. Steve Goodman, The Ballad of Penny Evans. Followed by The Doors, The Unknown Soldier. Those two go together pretty well. B.J. Thomas, An Honorable Peace, and Mr. Bob Dylan himself, the master of all. And that was The Master of War, Masters of War. No war show would be complete without that one. Am I right? So, yeah. So, you know, the next war is just around the bend. I don't know who it's going to be. Probably looking like China, maybe, or Korea. Or, hey, maybe we'll end up fighting Ukraine, all right? And another Vietnam in Ukraine against the Soviets. Who knows? Anyway, the only real way to stop a war is to just not pay any attention to it.
This is an African tribal chant that we wrote called Suppose They Give a War and No One Comes.
Nanya! I have seen blood running in the street. I have seen small children starving. I have seen the agony of fellows and wives. I hate war.
I don't know when it got serious. I don't think anybody does. At the beginning, the burger wars were just fun, advertising campaigns, a way to sell a couple billion more french fries, cheeseburgers, or those crust-covered chicken chunks.
Rudy Tooth Burgers is out to win the burger wars, and nobody's gonna stop us. You will come to our burger palace and eat. That's an order. Don't buy those bozo burgers, though. They're terrible.
Daddy, are those hamburger people really mad at each other?
No, son. They're just trying to sell their products.
In fact, all the other burgers suck.
He sounds really mad, Dad.
Suck a big
one.
No,
son, that's just good commercial acting.
You know what we do when we get a hold of some of those other bad burgers? We pulverize them. We mutilate them. We cremate them. You know what we do to their soft drinks? I don't know, but we hate them, and so should you.
I don't know, Dad. He sounds really mad.
Other burgers. Hey, other burgers are bad.
And then all those mergers started happening in the late 80s and the early 90s. Why didn't somebody speak out?
Today's mergers. Texon World Energy acquired Every Kind of Transportation Incorporated, and Rudy Toot Burgers merged with Big Bang Munitions.
Page 3, for what it's worth, department. Modesto, California. The billboard read, Bozo Burgers make me throw up. After their 2 a.m. shift, two Bozo Burger workers set fire to the billboard. Before anyone discovered the fire, it had spread to the Bozo Burger, the Burgers Are Us, Fast Pop Chicken Stop, and Takeout Tacos. By morning, Modesto's entire fast food strip was gone. So don't get hungry driving through Modesto. All the hamburgers there are too well done. Good day.
A month later, over 1,000 fast food outlets were gone. We didn't know that this was serious.
This is the Channel 5 Weather News and Information break. The sun came up today at 5:45 and Charlie's Instant Lunch Steaks went down at 5:46. The state bird of Colorado is the lark bunting. This has been the Channel 5 News Weather and Information break. And now back to our program.
A real war had started and nobody knew it. By the time we knew anything was happening, the bloated mega corporations had already commercialized most of the smaller nations.
The Rudy Toot Clown is here to visit you, sir.
Well, send him right in. Wait, is the recording tape running, Rosemary?
Of course it's running, sir.
Good. Well, hello. I am certainly excited to meet the Rudy Toot Clown. I hear this is a pleasure if you get to meet the original Rudy Toot Clown.
How do you do, Mr. Krupp, sir? It's a pleasure to meet the president of a company that's the largest arms manufacturer in the world.
Well, thank you. How can I be of service to you?
You can stop destroying our stores. We know you own Bozo Burgers and are determined to destroy us.
I don't know what gave you that idea, Rudy. Me, I'm just a simple weapons manufacturer. But I do know that if you really wanted to destroy an organism, the best way is to eliminate the head. And you are the head, right, Rudy? So die, clone. Soon there'll be only one king of the burgers, me. Remember, burger is a German word. It means burger. Here, give me that crone, clone, before you get blood all over it.
I thought you would try something, Krupp, and that's why I brought this.
After the first nuclear explosion, it was impossible to stem the tide of destruction.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin. A Pacific island owned by the Bozo Burger Corporation and home of their Deep Fat College, where all Bozo employees train, was destroyed by a nuclear explosion today. More
Rudy
on news
Toot Burgers
at 5
claimed
on
victory
6.
In Europe today. A burger palace was established in Vienna, and all resistance east of Leningrad was crushed.
A spokesman for Bozo Burgers has claimed that its troops now have complete control of the Western Hemisphere.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin. Pacific island owned by the Bozo Burger Corporation.
So why am I putting this tape together when there's so few people left to listen to it? Because I know that someday the Earth will recover, and people will be happy and shopping again, and new malls will be built and new advertising campaigns begun, and then maybe somebody will find this tape and play it for a few of the creative directors of the major advertising agencies, and they'll talk their clients into backing off each other just a bit. And maybe then...
Hey, you there. You at the tape recorder.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
It's a burger warrior. I can't tell which side he's on.
You were recording something, huh? Hey, what's that you're reading there? Looks like a Bozo Burger wrapper.
No, it's a Rudy Toot wrapper. It was all crumbled up, so it just
too
looks
bad,
like...
Too bad, sport. I'm a chunky chicken commando.
Oh, no, but this sandwich has some chicken in it. At the top, it was a special combination hamburger chicken delight. It was really good. It was...
Nice tape recorder. Taping it, too. All right, I'll give it to my superiors. They can use it to record some more chicken chunk cha-chas for commercial distribution. Now, where's the rewind on this thing?
Man, I am stuffed.
Does anybody want this last piece of pizza?
I'll have it.
I call it first.
I'm sure there's an adult way we can handle this.
I'll fucking kill you!
Fly to the dead for the last slice of pizza. Gotta want it more than him. Fly to the dead for the last pizza slice. It's time to make a stand. You gotta punch him in the face. Then he puts you in the face. Back, then you punch him in the face once again. And it makes it matter. And he puts you in the face. Back, then you punch him in the face. Yet again, then you punch each other continuously. No karate. You gotta put him in his place with your fist, or maybe you're kicking the dick. Yeah, now maybe stomp his ribs and liver. Oh fuck, that totally backfired. Now he's coming for you. What you gonna do? And it's up to another fun thing. It's gone down to the ground like UFC, but it's really pretty damn boring. They're just laying there holding each other. It's certainly cool and not excited to watch. Strike! Jim, can you punch? I count. Let's breathe. Elbow drop. Potato chips. He's up and moving again. Now it's exciting again. What is he gonna do next? He's gonna play guitar solo.
Those guys are idiots. Hey, Rob, grab me a beer.
Yeah. This is the last one.
Fly to the dead for the last can of beer.
Hey, we only have one more roll of toilet paper.
Fly to the dead for the last toilet paper.
Well, I'm not this.
Fly to the dead, there's a dish in the sink. Fly to the dead to see who gets the mail.
Hey, you don't get the fight out. I'm the only one.
Dead to see who gets to find Alice to the dead. Fight to the dead.
Fight to the dead.
Fight to the dead for Bavaria's stuff.
These are the times. To try men's souls. Time of the war. Oh, bloody war. What has you wrought thy nation? Where sister and father fight.
He means brother and brother fight.
Families torn apart by the great strife, the civil strife.
Civil War.
Civil War.
Civil War.
The sound of the guns, drums, herald of the beginning, broken homes. One brother wore blue,
one brother wore gray.
One brother he went,
and the other one stayed.
One brother is here, one brother is there.
Where shall I fight, Lord? And what colors shall I wear? I wear my tight blue pants and my
my gray sport jacket with the buttons made of pearl. Yeah, yeah, I will tie this pants in my gray sport jacket and stay home with the girls. Yeah, yeah, and to heck with the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me, 'cause I'm feeding neutrality. Got my gun out, can you see? Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. Blitzkrieg, baby, you look so cute, all dressed up in your parachute. Let that propaganda be. Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. I'll give you warning, 'cause I'm afraid I'll have to read. So take my warning, or else you'll get this hand grenade. Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. Better save up your TNT. I don't want no infantry. Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. Baby, you can't bomb me, 'cause I'm feeding neutrality. Got my gun out, can you see? Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. Blitzkrieg, baby, you look so cute, all dressed up in your parachute. Let that propaganda be. Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. I'll give you warning, 'cause I'm afraid you have to raid. So take my warning, or else you'll get this hand grenade. Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me. Better save up your TNT, 'cause I don't want no infantry. Oh, Blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me.
Way back in 1942, or maybe 43, I sailed with Captain Tuna, the chicken of the sea. We didn't sink the Bismarck, no matter what they say. For when we seen the German ships, we sailed the other way. We seen torpedoes coming, and we saw a periscope. We were full of fighting spirit, and our souls were full of hope. The captain yelled, "Now hear this!" He really flipped his lid. We haven't yet begun to fight, what's more, we never did.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck, and we didn't fight at all. We spare in time in Norfolk, and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled,
living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
Then they made me a frogman on the demolition team. I sunk a battleship, a cruiser, and a submarine. I blew up ammunition dumps, I did my best to please. I did it all before the Navy sent me overseas. Tony, our Italian cook, was a-settin' on the deck. And we were peeling taters, we must have peeled a peck. The captain yelled, "Hey, Tony, is that a U-boat I see?" Tony says, "It's not a my boat, it's a no belong to me."
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
And now the war is over and our story can be told. About our captains fighting men, the young ones and the old. We stayed in San Francisco, away from the battle scenes. We spent our time on Treasure Island, fighting the Marines.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
May we have two ex-mayonnaises, please?
Certainly. Why not? Why not indeed? We are all friends now, eh?
A prawn cocktail.
All in the market together. Old differences forgotten, and no need at all to mention the war.
Sorry. What was it again?
A prawn cocktail.
Oh, prawn. That was it. When you said prawn, I thought you said war. Oh, the war. Oh, yes. Completely slipped my mind. Yes, I've forgotten all about it. Hitler, Himmler and all that. Oh, yes. Completely forgotten it. Just like that. Sorry, what was it again?
A prawn cocktail.
Oh, yes, liver prawn, yes. First, and Goebbels, too. I can hardly remember at all.
And I'm pickled Hank.
Hermann Göring, yes, yes. And von Ribbentrop's, that was another one.
And four cold meat salads, please.
Certainly. Well, I'll just get your hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres, which must be obeyed at all times without question.
Sorry, Georgie, will you please call your wife immediately?
Sybil! She's in the hospital, you silly girl!
Yes, call her there!
I can't! I've got too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten now, and let's hear no more about it. So that's two egg mayonnaise, a prawn Goebbels, a Hermann Göring, and four cold meat salads. Oh, wait a minute, I got a bit confused here. Sorry, I got a bit confused because everyone keeps mentioning the war. So could you... What's the matter?
It's all right.
Is there something wrong?
Will you stop talking about the war?
Me? You started it?
We did not start it.
Yes, you did. You invaded Poland. Yeah, this will change. You'll like this one. There's this woman, she's completely stupid. She'd never remember anything. And her husband's in a bomber over Berlin. Oh, sorry. Sorry, she'll love this. She'll laugh at...
Leave her alone.
No, this is a scream. I mean, I've never seen anyone not laugh at
that. Hey!
Look, she'll love it. She's German.
Mr. Walton.
What?
Do Jimmy Cagney instead.
What?
Jimmy Cagney.
Jimmy Cagney?
Oh, no. Yo, Dirty Rat.
I can't do Jimmy Cagney.
Please try. I'm going to get...
Shut up. Here, watch. Who's this then? Stop you, but no. Stop it. I'm trying to cheer her up, you stupid crowd. Funny? Not funny? You're joking.
It's not funny for her, not for us. Not for any German people.
You have absolutely no sense of humour, do you?
This is not funny!
Who won the bloody war anyway?
All right, let's have you. You and you, get filling. Company, wait for it. You're in the army now.
Up, 2, 3, 4. Up, 2, 3, 4.
The day you start in the army game, you think you'll surely die of shame.
A frozen sergeant take your name.
Then stand around and gloat.
They shave your whiskers and cut your hair. They give you something proud to wear.
The trousers don't fit anywhere.
And neither does the coat.
They read you the rules, they lend you the tools, they teach you to be a soldier.
So if you get caught, it's nobody's fault.
You can't say that no one told you.
You're in the army, you're in the cake. You might as well accept your fate. No future in fighting and cursing the day that you came. Cause you're in the loony, goony, barmy army.
Here, spring.
What's that boot to me, old son?
Oh, my feet, they're killing me.
I wouldn't like to tell you what your voice is doing to me.
So here you are in the army game. You may be old, you may be lame.
They get you marching just the same. You never seem to stop.
In double columns and single files across the fields and over styles.
Well, more than more than more than more.
You march until you drop. You get back to camp, disheveled and dead. There isn't a thing on telly. You fall into bed, you're practically dead. The next thing you know, we're batting.
Then back you go to the old routine. There's spuds to peel and boots to clean.
There's brass to be polished until it's as bright as a plane. That's the push and shove in ever-loving army.
Oh, isn't it lovely to be in the British Army, eh? Imagine.
Belt that, Popeye.
See, guys, they go for the army game. What fun there is, it's all the same.
And there is nothing like a dame
to brighten up your life. They throw a dance at the village hall, but though you think you'll have a ball,
the officers have grabbed it all. Except the vicar's wife.
You love them, you do, and they love you too. You're willing to make a wager.
And who do you love? All others above.
The company sergeant major.
But sure as Texas, you'll come a day. You pack your bag, you're on your way. You're out of the army at last, but I'm ready to claim that you're gonna miss the good old army.
All right, pay attention, take that. This here is an army song at the ranks for the singing of. So let's have you. Everybody ready?
I'd like to sing Magic Moments. Magic.
Papa, well, will you belt up? We're singing an army song. Come on now, let's hear them voices. One, two.
What do we do in the army? We fight, we fight, we fight. What do we do in the army? We fight with all our might. When the temperature is 40 below and the wind is born and the fuel is blown, and we lean on a bit with eyes are shining bright. What? Not in your perishing life. We jump, we fight, we fight, we fight.
Oh, what a shower! Beats me why any of you joined. You, Bisley.
Who, me, sir?
Yes, you. Why did you join the army?
Well, I joined the army for to see the wonders of the world. Like some exotic tapestry before me eyes unfurled. I've marched and marched for 20 years, and what do you think I've seen? The back of the guy in front of the guy who I march in between.
Magic.
Papa, well, I've told you before, you're not going to sing Magic Moments, and that's final. Now then, you, Corporal Springer, what made you join the army?
I joined the army for the speed, the flight, the Cupid's dart. For one look at the uniform will melt the lady's heart. And now I've 13 females who do my life enrich. A wife, 11 daughters, a spaniel...
Corporal!
Here, Sarge, you're asking a lot of questions. Let me ask you one. How did you ever come to get in the cake, then?
I joined the army for the thrill. Adventure was my aim. I wanted to explore a land no white man ever came. Now any day you'll find me in a place that is unique. Around the bend and in the cart and up the flippy creek.
Excuse me, sir.
All right, Copperwell, what is it now?
What you got against Magic Moments?
Oh, blimey, we got a right on here. Tell me, Copperwell, whatever made you join the army?
I joined the army because they said I ought to do PT. The exercise would build me up and make a man of me. I've run, I've jumped, I've skipped, I've hopped, just like the fella said. I'll do some more next summer when they let me out of bed.
What do we do in the army? We fight, we fight, we fight. What do we do in the army? We fight with all our might.
When they've had a fire in the sergeant's mess
and the sergeant major's in distress, do we go in and save him from his awful plight?
What?
Well, I only ask.
None of your perishing life, we don't, we fight.
He's hooked on this military craze. Hope Starlight double driving made the man you see today. He'd give everything he owns for a body like Stallone's. My best friend thinks he's Rambo.
Well, he quit his job and took survival training. But the next day he came home 'cause it was raining. Reads a magazine called Strife and bought himself a 3-foot compass knife.
my best friend, he thinks he's Rambo.
He's hooked on his military craze. Hot starlight double driving made the man you see today. He'd give everything he owns for a body like Stallone. My best friend thinks he's Rambo.
Yeah, he claims surviving, it really ain't that hard. He's gone 3 whole days without his credit card. Oh, and we all think he's cute in his khaki combat suit. My best friend, he thinks he's Rambo.
He's hooked on his military craze. Hot starlight double driving made the man you see today. He'd give everything he owns for a body like Stallone. My best friend thinks he's Rambo.
Sneaks around half naked and gets dressed up like a tree. He's got friends that hang on clips all day and some that hide in bales of hay, and they all think they're Rambo too.
He hooked on his military craze. Hot starlight double driving made the man you see today. He'd give everything he owns for a body like Stallone. My best friend thinks he's a Rambo.
I'm not crazy. I know who I am. I'm Bruce Springsteen. And listen, listen, what are you doing? Quit hiding in that river. What's that mud doing all over your face? No, I don't want to go to no discount sale for no semi-automatic weapons and landmines and grenades. Why don't you get yourself a hobby? Like ping pong or volleyball or tie-dying. Yeah, you could do that. You're just driving me crazy. You come over to my house late last night and camouflage my car. I can't stand it no longer.
Now when I landed in Vietnam, I hardly got to see Saigon. They shaped us up and called the roll, and off we went on a long patrol. Swapping lies, swatting flies, firing the odd shot here and there. The captain called halt that night, and we had chow by the pale moonlight. A lovely dinner they planned for us, with a taste like a seat on a crosstown bus. Some of the veterans just left theirs laying in the cans for the Viet Cong to find, deadlier than a landmine. Well, naturally, somebody told a joke, and a couple of the fellas began to smoke. I took a whiff as the cloud rolled by, and my nose went up like an infield fly. The captain, this blonde fella from Yale, he looked at me and said, "What's the matter with you, baby?" Well, I may be crazy, but I think not. I'd swear to God that I smell pot, but who'd have pot in Vietnam? He said, "What do you think you've been sitting on? These funny little plants, thousands of them. Good God Almighty. Pastures of plenty." Well, we all lit up, and by, the whole platoon was flying high. With a beautiful smile on the captain's face, he smelled like midnight on St. Mark's Place. Cleaning his weapon, chanting the Hare Krishna. The moment came, as it comes to all, when I had to answer nature's call. I was stumbling around in a beautiful haze when I met a little cat in black PJs. Rifle, ammo belt, B.F. Goodrich sandals. He looked up at me and said, "Oh, what's the matter with you, baby?" He said, "We're camping down the pass and smelled you people blowing grass. And since by the smell you're smoking trash, I brought you a taste of a special stash. Straight from Uncle Ho's Victory Garden. We call it a Hanoi Gold." So his squad and my squad settled down and passed some lovely stuff around. All too soon it was time to go. The captain got on the radio, said, "Hello, headquarters. We have met the enemy, and he has been smashed."
Friends, Ralph Sportsbot, don't spend another sleepless night in your vulnerable house made of sticks. Invest in Ralph Sportsbot's home fallout shelters. You can feel safe and secure behind 2 feet of solid concrete and a 3-inch steel door. Built with upper-class paranoia in mind, but priced for the middle-class wage slave, it holds a family of six for a month or a family of one for 6 months and holds off hordes of panicky neighbors forever. Includes air filter and free iodine pills plus lead-lined water containers just like the Romans had. Remember, that's Ralph Sportsbot home fallout shelter. Some assembly required.
Watch World War III on pay TV. Television can be such a thrill. Sitting home in your chair, watch the boys over there charging across your TV screen.
Getting blown to smithereens.
Watch World War III on pay TV. If you want to keep the kids at home, they'll be glued to their sets watching rockets and jets blowing up schools and factories, putting an end to the birds and bees. It's worth every penny to tune in and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III on pay TV before your television melts away.
Of the close-ups on the screen.
Not a face you know.
Isn't this better than Bishop Sheen?
Better than the Late Late Show?
Watching the boys from your hometown
fighting whoever they are.
Watching the cities falling down.
It's greater than Jack Barr. They're out setting up the cameras now. Though they don't know just where, still they've got to prepare. Murrow's there to do his part, waiting for war to start. See the hydrogen bomb explode. As those mushrooms appear, you'll be sipping your beer. Zooming in with a zoomer lens, watching while the whole world ends. It's worth every penny to tune in and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III.
Okay, I'm not going to watch World War III on pay TV because I've severed my my TV connection. I don't watch TV anymore nowadays. It's okay. It's not scary. All right? Anyway, what are we doing here? We started up top West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. Suppose they gave a war and no one comes. Would they fight? Who knows? Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, The Burgers War. The Burger Wars. I don't know how many of you remember back in the 80s when those were going on. Phew. Fight to the Death was Psycho Stick, which speaks to our innate knowledge of ourselves. We are fighters, okay? And we're assholes, too. Civil War song from the Smothers Brothers. Unimake Carlisle from 1941. I wonder if she was one of the Carlisles. I didn't check that. Anyway, Blitzkrieg Baby. You can't bomb me. We didn't sink the Bismarck was Homer and Jethro. Visit to Fawlty Towers, where probably the funniest couple of minutes in TV history. Don't mention the war. I don't know. That's just me. What Do We Do in the Army was from one of those Carry On movies, I believe, from 1958. Ken Burroughs, my best friend thinks he's Rambo. A lot of guys out there like that. Talking to Vietnam, Potluck Blues was, of course, Tom Paxton. Dantalion's Chariot, a band that gave us Andrew Summers, and that was World War III. A cheap sales pitch for Ralph Spoil Sports Home Fallout Shelters, and then the Crown City 4. Watch World War III on pay TV. You go ahead and watch it all you want, but I'm not going to do it. I'll be over there staring at the sunset, making a wish for the future, and I would advise you to do the same. Meanwhile, I'll be back next week with some more crap, because that's what I do. I bring crap, and you suck it up. Good for you. All right. Anyway, I'll see you later. We got a couple more here having to do with... Well, the future of all wars. Okay, see you later. And stay out of notice with damn wars. Don't fight a war. Do not fight a war.
Jimmy! surprising has not brought your world round. Slowly our blood is born by the burning sun. With bodies and broken bones have come the better time. 10 million megaton sunset.
Sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass go, do not collect $200, and we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.